It's dark, so you find the light. You know, you gravitate towards the light. You're not going to just stay in this dark place. You're going to find, you're going to laugh. You're going to find friends. And I was lucky enough to go to work for a guy who had been in the Marines. He fought on Iwo Jima. And he ran a clothing store, and he saved my life.
Yeah.
I went to work for him when I was 8 years old. I worked for him for 8 years, and he taught me everything. He taught me how to fight. He started telling me how to tell stories, and I told him, well, look, I'm Irish, so I know how to do that. but he told me how you could stare down people. He taught me how to I was really shy when I was a kid. And so he would go back there, and he'd say, listen, you got to sell these shoes.
Yeah.
So I'd be a nine-year-old kid, and I'd be back there talking to these people. And I was trying to close the deal, and I'd say, look, Sandy Koufax wears these shoes. Jack Parr wears these shoes. I lose a dollar on every pair, but the volume overcomes the loss. And I was learning this, like, garment district shtick from him. I'm 9 years old. And it was a dream. It was fantastic to work in that store. It was the best experience that I ever had in my life.
I love the image of you. I've had it in my mind of you. When you were working at the Fleer's Bubblegum Factory in Philadelphia, when you were, I guess, a teenager, volunteering to clean the overhead funnels, because none of the managers quite knew what that what that entailed and how you would use that time up there.
Yeah, they had these stainless steel funnels, and they had to be cleaned every so often because that's, I guess, the sugar came down through them. And nobody wanted to climb up there because most of the guys on the night shift that I worked with, they were fat, and they didn't want to go up there. And I would go up there and make some noise and rattle around for hours and hours and say, oh, my God, I'm going to be up here all night. You can't believe how dirty this place is. And meanwhile, I'd be reading The Great Gatsby or The Sun Also Rises, and it was fantastic, A, because I felt that I was getting away with something, and B, because when you're 17 or 18 and you first discover those fantastic books by Hemingway and Fitzgerald, you all of a sudden you feel like, well, now I'm a man.